you. And I'm delighted to be here with you today to talk about things which are so important for all of us, because I guess that here we are all convinced that product safety is a priority, right? Because actually we know very well that unsafe products can cause substantial harm to consumers, including injuries, but not only with impact on physical health, also mental health, because of the changing landscape of products, financial loss, and more generally, significant costs to economies. Nobody's spared here. And with global supply chains, unsafe products can be found just everywhere. I'm pretty sure, therefore, that we all agree that all consumers around the world should have the right to safe products. How can we ensure this? In this joint endeavor, that is to put together fundamental principles of product safety through general product safety provisions, which are a simple and very effective way of laying the basis for an efficient product safety framework, we are convinced here, together with my dear colleagues around the table, but I'm sure also together with you, that we can ensure more product safety around the world. Some of the essential elements that should be covered by general principles of product safety, and here I will try not to repeat exactly what Tezi has said, but to maybe look at them from another side. First of all, ensuring a safety net by law, stating that all consumer products need to be safe. Making explicit the economic operator's obligation to only manufacture and sell safe products, so that everybody can take their responsibilities. Empowering the relevant regulatory authorities to monitor, assess, and effectively address current and emerging risks for consumer health and safety. There are also other aspects, of course, cooperation between economic operators and authorities, effective enforcement of product safety legal obligations, the importance of effective risk assessment and risk management, and of course, adequate information to consumers. In addition, an effective product safety framework should also be conceived in such a way as to address rapidly developing scenarios and new challenges. We all have in mind the fact that consumers increasingly buy goods and services online, where unsafe products from any country can be readily available to all consumers. The incorporation of digital or other evolving technologies in consumer products that may pose unknown product safety risks. So, in conclusion, it seems quite clear that international cooperation in consumer product safety is key to raise the level of protection of consumers around the world. And having common principles agreed globally is crucial to protect consumers worldwide and to ensure a level playing field for economic operators. Such general principles have to cover the main elements which are necessary to be considered when setting up an effective product safety framework or complementing existing ones. And finally, common humanity is the fabric we are all made of, and all human beings deserve to be protected from unsafe products. I hope you will contribute to the drafting and support the proposed draft recommendation.